sold someone.
Exactly. You just changed the game for solo play.
Exactly. So this unit that I use, the MyStim, also has like programmable, so you could be like, I'm going to start off kind of, you know, light for the first 10 minutes, and then the last 3 minutes, I'm going to jack that up, and then I'm going to, like, stick my hands behind my head and lean back and have that hands-free orgasm and, like, fantasize that my favorite, you know, spank bang person is going down on me.
Welcome to Honey Do Me, a podcast that goes into the bedroom and beyond, hosted by Emma Norman
and Cass Anderson. Here at Honey Do Me, we don't have all the answers, so we chat with experts, educators, and badass changemakers to get them.
We are here to remind our listeners and ourselves that what we're going through is normal, that we are worthy of love and pleasure,
and that we are all in this together. So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
Motherfucker.
Get ready to electrify your sex life.
Yeah. That's all I have.
See you on the other side.
I don't have any zip zap songs.
Yeah, I can't really think
Zooms,
of any.
Oh, no, that's, I was thinking Xenon, but that's.
Oh, we could change the words. Zoom, 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 zoom. Because it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's not.
Yeah, that's not even. That. Anyways. Hello.
Hello.
Hope you're having as good of a day as we are.
We're here to zap you with an amazing episode.
As always. Mm-hmm. But this one's just a little bit electric.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about electric play.
Electro play. Woohoo.
So if you don't know what electric play is, you are not the only one. We also didn't know until one of our previous guests mentioned it. I believe mm-hmm. it was Ashley.
Yeah.
In our toys episode.
Right. Yeah, she mentioned a few different things, I think.
Yeah, just like the craziest sex toys. Mm-hmm. So we knew we had to get into it a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we did. We talked with the wonderful Sunny Megatron. So she is an intimate health educator, a podcast host, a writer, a public speaker, and she knows all the things and has all the stories.
Oh my gosh, if you stay for nothing else, stay for her stories, because
yes.
they are truly electric.
They will... change your life.
You.
They will shock you.
I
want to
keep
literally.
Using this electric kind of puns and analogy.
Energy
yeah,
going.
An electroplay isn't just shocking someone with static cling like Cass thought it was.
Yeah, you too.
I know, that's fair.
It's not sticking your finger in an outlet.
Nope.
It's so much more. And, you know,
if you couldn't believe, it's so much more than that.
But I do want to mention, because I think that some people may be turned off from it because it sounds a little too kinky or a little too much. But I think that there really is something in this episode for everyone. And let us tell you this. There is a machine that will give you hands-free orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much, you have a lot of control over where it's placed.
Yeah.
So,
and there's also different ones she talks about where you're kind of a superhero.
Kinda.
So I
or
would
a
just,
villain.
Or a villain. That was good.
Thank you. We do take it step by step, though. And she talks about maybe where to start if you aren't quite ready for electric play. Because mm-hmm. electric play fits under a few different categories of like sensation play. So it's like, you know, a really intense feather.
Yeah, really intense feather.
Or it can go into like that pain play category, but it doesn't have to be. So this is not necessarily just for people who like pain. If you do, great. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is for people who... are just interested in some fun sensations.
Fun sensations. Well, say no more. Enjoy the episode. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey, I am Sunny Megatron. I am a sexuality and kink educator. I hosted and executive produced the show Sex with Sunny Megatron on Showtime. I host the newly award-winning podcast American Sex. And also the podcast Open Deeply. I teach a lot on the social medias and the TikToks and all sorts of things about kink and sex and all those things we normally don't talk about.
Yes. And then so award-winning, that's amazing.
Just won. It was just announced like 4 or 5 days ago, the ASECT award for sex podcast. So
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
We hold you as our goal eventually. That would be amazing. Well, we want to get into electro play.
Yes.
So we would love if you could start us off by just telling us what electro play is, because it's not just putting your finger like in a socket. So no. What exactly is it?
There are various devices you can use. And today I'll be talking about two very different ones. One is a class of devices called TENS units. And another is a class of devices called violet wands or electric wands. Okay. They're very different, but I guess the goal is sort of the same. These devices can be used by kinky people who want to feel all sorts of intense, extreme things. However, a lot of people don't realize that these devices can also be used by vanilla people. It's all in how you turn the knobs mm-hmm. and the settings. In a more gentle way to in some cases induce hands-free orgasms that feels like you're getting oral sex. It's not kinky at all. It's not painful at all. It just feels good. And these devices can also be used in some cases to help you strengthen your pelvic floor, do those Kegel exercises. They can do them for you. So there's all sorts of things you can do with electric play. Wow. It's a huge spectrum.
Oh my gosh. So that's like popped 50 different questions into my head and I love that. So basically it's a way for people to explore pleasure in kind of a dangerous, fun way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of electric play is scary mm-hmm. because we have all at some point or another went to go unplug a blender in the kitchen mm-hmm. and got a spark from the electric socket and scared the pants off of ourselves, you know? Exactly. And so we think that electric play is going to be all like tasers and horrible cattle prods.
Yes.
And, yeah. And it seems really scary. And if you're into tasers and cattle prods, it can be that. Like, I'm not discounting that. But there's a lot more that it can be too. I very much recommend the lighter levels of electric play for two things. If you're using wands, which I'm sure we'll get more into exactly what these things are, but if you're using wands, that's more of a sensation play instrument. So to like rub across your skin, to feel different feelings, just like we would think, like if we're having a kinky night with a lover and we're like rubbing a feather or an ice cube across the skin, it's the same sort of thing. And then the TENS units, which is very similar to like if you hurt your back and you go to the doctor and they give you that electric pads, mm-hmm. it's pretty much the same thing. Kind of calibrate a little more for sexy time. But really, you can use the medical ones and get the same result. That can be more usually either for orgasmic pleasure or like I'm really into some hardcore BDSM and I want to give you like electric induced Charlie horse kind of thing while I'm interrogating you, something. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think one of the questions that I was bringing into this was like, is it just, a piece of like pain play? Is it another aspect of that? Like, is that why people like it when they, find pleasure in pain? Or is it also like pleasurable for people who don't enjoy pain?
It's everything. It is everything. I like electric play because, I teach an electric play class and it's actually one of the few technique-based classes that I use. And when I say technique-based, I'm talking about like how to throw a flogger, how to tie mm-hmm. somebody up. Usually my realm in kink is more in the psychological, like how to humiliate somebody, how to negotiate a scene and stay emotionally safe. Like that's usually my realm. So a lot of people are like, why is the one outlier, like the technique class you teach, electric play? What's about that? And I like electric play because of the emotional connection, because it's scary. Like we think mm-hmm. about, had the incident with the electric socket when we were 12 or whatever. so me just saying, I have an electric play device. I'm mentally, I'm like messing with somebody's head, right? And then maybe I turn it on and wands make a noise. The violet neon wands sound like zzz, like a tattoo gun. Sounds just like a tattoo gun.
Okay.
So right now, just when you hear the sound, even if I haven't touched you with it, if you've had a tattoo, you associate that sound with pain. It does also kind of have an electric sound, or almost like similar to like when you're at the dentist, like that drill sound. Mm-hmm. Those are all sounds that are like, oh, scary. My adrenaline's going. And I still haven't touched anybody yet. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I can, you know, add the psychological play to it. Like, I'm about to touch you with this. Is it going to hurt? Or I'm using different devices. How different is this one going to feel than that one? And I still have not actually used the device on that person at all. And I'm reveling in like the psychological anticipation. And that's why I really like kink. So I gravitate towards electrical play because it can be that. It can be very like emotional and fear play and anticipation play as opposed to physical or painful. Mm-hmm. You know, on the same token, you said, is it because of the pain? If you turn the settings to the point where, you know, it feels painful and people are into pain, yes, it can be that. You can turn the settings down to where it feels more like a tingle or a tickle, where I wouldn't really, you know, I guess everyone's pain perception is different. Some people might say, oh, yeah, that hurts. And other people are like, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. But it's more of just playing with sensation. Like we would play with, you know, maybe I roll an ice cube over your skin and then a warm rag. And I'm playing with the differences in temperature to kind of get you going. Mm-hmm. And yeah, again, depending on what the settings are, and this is usually reserved more for the TENS units, it can be pure orgasm, you know, or exercising your pelvic floor muscles. If you've heard the story, I want to say it's Bruce Lee. I don't know if this is true, but the rumor, you know, story has it that rather than working out, he used those TENS units, like the electric pads, like you get from the doctor, put them on his muscles and it would just make his muscles contract. And that's how he, you know, quote, worked out. And now we're seeing them actually sold. You'll see like
for the stomach
ones, like, yeah, like it tenses your abs and that's how you work out. Well, there are sex devices that tense your Kegels, that help you do your Kegel exercises. And oftentimes these are like, well, you know, you're in there anyway, so why don't we add like a little clit tickler, you know, so it's like a rabbit device where the insertable is electric and it's squeezing you and then the outside's giving you some fun. So, yeah, I mean, it runs the gamut. It can be so many different things, but people usually think extreme, scared, pain. And that's just one flavor of electric play.
Right. You brought up, you said internal, which I want to get to, but I also feel like we're touching on a lot of how, you know, you kind of have to be careful because it could be like kind of emotionally manipulative, but like it's all just a really big sensation. So kind of how would you initially start it? Like what are some safety precautions and like groundwork to start laying if you're interested in like getting started in electro play? Okay, it sounds like it can be a lot.
Yes. Now, okay, when we're talking about there's differences between the wand toys, like the violet wand or neon wand and the TENS unit. So let me take them, you know, piece by piece.
Sure.
With the wand toys, you can use them in two different ways. And if you've seen a picture of them, it's basically, I don't know, do you remember going to the Spencer's in the mall where they had the glowing bulb
with
electric lightning in it?
Yes.
That's pretty much exactly what a violet wand or neon wand looks like. But for those, for the wand specifically, and when you're using the glass electrode where you're touching somebody's skin, that electricity only goes into your skin a couple of millimeters. So it's not one of those things like I'm electrifying your whole body, like I'm tasing you. So when it comes to safety measures, that would be the quote, you know, safest. There's really no safe in kink. You know, everything's always in life, you know, everything's a risk.
Living is a risk. It's scary to be alive.
Exactly. Yeah. They generally say if you have heart issues, if you have an adrenal pump, if you have a pacemaker, stay away from electric play. Same is true when you're pregnant. But again, I would say if you're using the wand with the glass electrode, because it only penetrates a few millimeters into the skin, and again, like, this is at your own risk. I am not a doctor. I am not an electrician, but I'm telling you what I would do in my personal life, and take that with what you will. But if I was pregnant and someone wanted to put a glass electrode violet wand on my foot, fine. You know what I mean? I would, of course, wouldn't do it around my stomach. But that may be different with a TENS unit where, you know, if, like I said, you have been to the doctor and you have a sore back and they put those two little sticky pads on and then the electricity goes from pad to pad in between where those two pads are placed on your body, that electricity penetrates the skin more and deeper. So that's where you need to be careful. You'll hear people who play electric play say, never play above the waist.
Okay.
Now that is that's controversial and debatable. Some people stick to that. Like, I will only do electric play below the waist. The reason they say that is, especially with items like the TENS units, you don't want the electrical charge to cross through your heart. So if you have any sort of heart problems, and of course, any sort of pumps or anything like that, you don't want to do this kind of play. You know, when you get more into the nitty gritty and the details and you really understand how the electricity works, like if I were teaching a formal class, you know, I would tell you ways where you can use a TENS unit on your nipple in this way without crossing the heart, but don't do it in that way or you'll cross the heart.
I was going to ask about the nipple.
Yeah. Be aware that those are things you need to know. It's basically like when you have those pads on, the electrical charge is going from pad to pad. So if that electrical charge is crossing through where your heart goes, that's a no-go. Like, don't, not from one boob to the other boob, you know. Right. Two pads on one boob, okay, because it's just going through the, you know, on either side of the nipple, it's just going through the nipple. You know, one on your back, one on your front. No, don't do that. So those are things you definitely need to know. There's another way you can play with wands. There's a special attachment called a body contact. One of the brand names is the Power Tripper. And what that does, instead of having your glowing glass, like Spencer's gift store-esque electrode sticking out of your handle, you have just like this metal and wire thing that sticks in there. Oh. And one person in the couple has part of that attachment touching their skin, and that electrifies their entire body.
Wow.
So when we're talking about hearts and things, when we're using the wand that way or pregnancy, don't do that.
Right.
You know, that's where the precautions come in. But the cool thing about that is it is called indirect play. Like when you're using the glass electrode, it's direct play, and indirect play is when you're electrifying the whole body. I can take any metal object, conductible metal object, and touch it to your skin. And this is when your whole house, it becomes like your playground. You go around, it's like, get tin foil, put it up in a ball, stick it on your skin. Get a fork, stick it on your skin. How about that screwdriver over there? Stick it on your skin. Like all of these, like whatever you want, you know, it's a lot of fun and they all feel different. So a lot of people, I will hear people say, especially, you know, even people that are in the kink community that are knowledgeable about this stuff, have the myth that, well, I have a lot of body piercings. I would love to do electric play, but I can't, you know, because I have my lip pierced and my nose pierced and my belly button pierced and my nipples pierced. That's actually not true.
Okay.
The reason why your jewelry will not conduct any of the electricity that's happening is because it's in contact with your skin, which grounds it. It just makes it like it's another part of your body. So like my partner had spinal fusion surgery and has titanium. That titanium doesn't get electrified because it's against his meat, like it's grounded. It won't do anything, you know?
Right.
So with the jewelry, it's the same sort of thing. If that jewelry is solidly in you, you're fine. Mm-hmm. The exception to that is if you're wearing a dangly earring, because even though the part that's in your ear hole is grounded because it's touching your skin, the part that's dangling, that's going on and off your neck as you move, is not. So you will get a little shock if you're using like the body contact with the wand. You're going to get a little shock if you have like a metal zipper on your clothing that comes off and on, or dangly earrings that are making and breaking contact with your skin. But again, that's not going to kill you. It's just a little zap that feels like all the other zaps, just in an unexpected place at an unexpected time. It's not the end of the world. So yes, jewelry, you can do electroplate. Don't let that stop you.
So as long as it's touching the meat, you're safe.
Yes. As long as it's securing your meat, you're fine. Yep.
Great. So for newbies who are like, yes, I think this is something I'm interested in. Sensation play sounds great. Like, let's try it out. What are the first steps? Like, which tool would you recommend first? And then like, actually, what do you do with it? Because, you know, you get a wand. With most other wand type things, you just put it right up there.
Right.
So like, what do you actually do?
Okay. So if you're looking at a wand, I want to remind folks that wand electrodes are not insertable. So they're only for sensation play. The thing that makes a wand work, which a lot of people don't realize, is, you know, you see that glowing neon light electrode and you see it touching the skin and you assume, oh, when it touches the skin, it makes a little spark. Actually, no, if it touches the skin directly, just like your earrings, if it's touching your meat, you're grounded and you don't feel anything. The reason a wand works is because if you watch really closely when someone's doing that, they're actually hovering the electrode like just a few millimeters above the skin. Okay. It's that space between the skin and the electrode that's actually making the electricity be felt. So that's why you can't insert an electrode, because it's touching your meat and you're not, and it's also glass, and you don't want to shove glass up there. What are you, out of your mind? You don't want to be in the emergency room. So we're not going to do that. So understand that you need to have the basics of sensation play down. Like if you've never done kink and you have vanilla sex, you know, get in the bedroom, I go down on you, you go down on me, we try a couple positions and roll over and go to bed. Sensation play itself might be really new to you. So research those principles, like couple it with a blindfold, like blindfold your partner. So it then, again, it's going into the psychological, every sound they hear, they don't know what's that noise. Oh, the anticipation. Like, I'm scared, but my nipples are hard. But it's sexy, but it's not. All the feelings, you know.
I'm scared, but my nipples are hard.
So really have that technique planned out. You know, because it's sensation play, yes, you could be using the blindfolds and maybe some light bondage. Maybe you've tied their hands to the bedposts. And maybe you even have a role play with it, like, you are in the laboratory and I'm doing experiments. You know, you can do that because it's that mental play. And you could be doing that with anything. You could be doing that with feathers and an ice cube. You can be, you know, the principles are the same. So get that down, because just by itself, like, okay, that's cool, that's fun. You have to have the whole package kind of together. Once you do that, you can have fun playing with the toys. You know, there's one of two things I recommend is usually the person who is acting as the top or the dominant, the one, you know, controlling the electricity, should know what it feels like. So maybe, you know, when you're alone, take it in the room with you, plug it in, turn it on, try the different electrodes, you know, see what they feel like. So you can kind of plan out, like, ooh, I'm going to put this on their nipples, or, you know, you can put the electricity on touch external genitalia. You know, you just can't penetrate, things like that to map out what you're doing. I usually recommend with new people, there is one brand name and one brand name only I recommend, which is the Kink Lab Neon Wand. And there's a number of reasons why I recommend this. One, I was around when they were designing it and manufacturing it. I know what's in that, and it's good quality stuff. You can buy things that look similar on Amazon. You can also buy the supposed Kink Lab Neon Wand on Amazon, but Amazon has tons of counterfeit products. So just because it says that on Amazon does not mean that's what you're getting. Buy it from like a sex shop, like an online, like stockroom.com, pleasure chest, you know, whatever.
Right.
You don't want to get a counterfeit electricity toy.
No, that exactly. feels like a risk. Yeah. Too big a risk.
Not worth it.
And there's a statistic that like 95% of the sex toys on Amazon, even the name brand ones and the name brand packaging, are actually counterfeit.
Oh, wow.
So I usually recommend people do not buy from Amazon unless you know that that manufacturer specifically has their own account on Amazon and you can verify that that's the real manufacturer. That's the exception. But the Kink Lab Neon Wand is very easy to use. It looks like the ones you can buy on Amazon, but the ones on Amazon, even though they're cheaper, nope. A neon wand kit, it runs about $125, $150, just depending on if there's a sale or whatever, you get a coupon. It has everything you need. It has the base unit that you hold. It has a number of different glass electrodes and attachments. It's a really good starter kit. And then at that rate, if you enjoy it and if you like this kind of play, you can add on. You can get that body contact that I said that I think is like an extra $30 for the body contact. Then you electrify your whole body. Then every metal object in your house becomes an electric play toy too. And you have expanded your collection, you know.
Infinitely.
Yeah. Exactly. Like a $30 attachment is everything. And I recommend that for people who are like, I like pain.
Okay.
Because the neon wand just by itself with the glass electrodes is very mild. You know, coming from, if you're a person who likes the pain, a lot of people, when I first, because I'll teach classes back before the pandemic, we could do in-person classes. This is one of my favorites to teach because everyone would come up and I'd be like, okay, now feel it. I'm going to zap you with it. And people would be giddy. And 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, I'm scared. Don't touch me. Touch me. Okay, do it. No, dang it. And then I'd do it. They'd be like, oh, that's it? Like, so again, it's like psychological where they think it's, and then it's like, Oh, that, do it again. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Give me
like,
more.
That wasn't so bad. So that's a great starter toy, but know that if you're starting with wands, you need a partner. I mean, you can do it to your own self, but you don't have the psychological and the blindfold, and it's just not, you know, it's like rubbing an ice cube on your own nipple going, hey, isn't that sexy? Yeah. Like, it's just so funny. Yeah. But if you play alone or you are into more of the orgasmic end of things, that's when the TENS unit is your best friend. I love using my TENS unit alone. I recommend, and there's all sorts of different sex brands that make TENS units. If you have one from the doctor, sure, you can use that one. However, the ones made for sex have a different variety of settings that are going to be more suitable to sex things. They also have accessories that you can plug in. So I'll give you an example. I use a brand called MyStim. It's MYSTIM. And I recommend that for beginners for a lot of reasons. One is I love the company because they actually started out as a medical manufacturer and then went, hey, so many people are buying our medical stuff.
So many kinky people. I think this can get
big dick 667.
Exactly.
Buy my stuff.
And so they shifted gears and they started manufacturing them for sex. So I know that that's quality material. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these companies are great. You know, some of the sex companies and some of the sex companies are like, electric plays in, want to make a buck, design a unit. Okay, done. And it's not really quality. So I love MyStim. It's very easy to use. And it has two channels, which means I can plug two different things into it at one time.
Ooh.
So something I might do is I might purchase separately a dildo attachment that when you have the insertable attachment in, what it does is it forces your muscles to do Kegels. It makes like the inside of your vagina or your ass or whatever orifice contract on its own and you're not doing anything at all, okay? So I'll put that one on the inside. Then I'll take For the other channel, I can plug in something else. I'll plug in just those two pads, like the basic pads that you get with the starter unit, and I'll stick them on either side of my clitoris. Okay. So if you're thinking about the sensation of the insertable is like, you know, squeezing and letting go and squeezing and letting go, that's happening between those two pads on either side of my clit. So it's like somebody is sucking on my clit.
Oh. That sounds nice.
Like you just sold someone.
Exactly.
You just changed the game for solo play.
Exactly. So this unit that I use, the MyStim, also has like programmable. So you could be like, I'm going to start off kind of, you know, light for the first 10 minutes. And then the last 3 minutes, I'm going to jack that up. And then I'm going to like stick my hands behind my head and lean back and have that hands-free orgasm and like fantasize that my favorite, you know, spank bank person is going down on me or something.
Wow.
You never need a partner.
So you're like a little computer programmer and then you're like, watch my magic be done. And then you just relax.
Totally.
Technology.
They have attachments for penises, which are, kind of like conductible, like little rubber loops, like little lassos that you can put around the penis. So you might put one at the bottom of the shaft, one at the top of the shaft, and it's doing that kind of contracting, milking, sucking motion on the penis. Then maybe, I don't know, you put a pad on either side of your balls and you have that going. It's the same sort of thing, and you can have the hands-free orgasm.
So that doesn't feel like that same like tingly electric feeling. That's just more like the contraction. Okay.
It can, depending on the settings. Like on the MyStim, there are three different buttons that you can use to adjust the intensity. Like when you use a TENS unit, there's kind of like a pulse, like a heartbeat. The electricity goes like boom, boom, boom. And you can turn it up where it's like boom, 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 where it's more of a suckling. Or you can turn it up where the boom, 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 boom just becomes one big boom and it never pulses, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're getting into pain. That's if you like pain, you're going to turn it up to like, ah, I got a cramp. So it all depends if you have the intensity, like how strong the electricity is on a lighter setting. And then you have the pulse on more of like, you know, what's a good beat for suckling? Boom, 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 boom. That can feel real good. Mm-hmm. You know, you accidentally press a wrong button and turn something all the way up and you're like, I have a Charlie horse in my vagina. What the fuck? You know?
So you got to be careful. Yeah.
Exactly. But on the same token, if you're into hardcore kink, that is a great, I love sticking the pads on the bottom of the foot. Because think of where the arch of the foot is. I put one on like more towards the ball of the foot, one more towards the heel. So the arch is, so the electricity is going through your arch. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, let's say we're role playing and I'm, you know, a Soviet spy, like, tell me where the uranium is. They're like, I won't tell you. I will torture you. And, you know, you turn it up. And then they have, it's like a middle of the night Charlie horse. And it's intensely painful. But then all you do is, you know, shut it off and it's gone. Mm-hmm. Now, that's great for people who are really into heavy, you know, the pain mm-hmm. sluts, like we call them. They're really into heavy hardcore play. But maybe the level of pain that they want could be either dangerous by other methods, like I could hit you too hard and mm-hmm. break something, or you don't want bruises. Maybe you're like, I can't have marks and bruises. I can hurt you to the extent where it feels like the worst beating of your life. And in the press of a button, not only has it stopped, you have no marks afterwards. So that can be really appealing to people who are into kink that like a lot of pain, but they don't like either the residual soreness that lasts for days and days or the bruises.
It sounds like a toy that can really grow with you.
Yeah. Really grow with you.
Yes. Definitely. One of my favorite things to do is to play games. Like, you know, it's probably no surprise I go to funky fun adult parties. And two of the things that we do, one is with the wand, is human operation.
Oh.
You'll have someone lay naked, you know, on a table or a bed or whatever.
Fun friends.
Yes. And they'll have that body contact from the wand on them. So their whole body is electrified. And then you have someone, you know, ahead of time do arts and crafts and cut out little paper, you know, kidneys and wishbones, and, you know, whatever from the game of Operation. And you stick it on the naked person. And you use a little water-based lube to stick the paper onto their body because water conducts. So if you're using that kind of lube, it's going to make the electricity more intense. Then all the players playing the game have metal tweezers. And the object is to take out their lungs or their wishbone without shocking them, just like the game of Operation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is phenomenal.
That is so cool. I don't think our friends are going to go for it.
is so cool. What other games do you have that?
Yes, please tell us more.
So with the TENS unit, we like to play just Battleship. You know, like, you know, B4, blah, blah, blah. And because the most units, not all units, are all different, but the MyStim has two channels. So just like I could hook up the pads and hook up a dildo, I hook up two sets of pads. One is on me. One is on my opponent that I'm playing Battleship with. And then we play Battleship. And every time you hit my Battleship, I fucking crank that thing. And I shock you. You know, and that's just fun. I mean, that's fun. That's not even a sex thing. Another thing is I'm into psychological play. I like to do a lot of scenes where there's a lot of, like, practical jokery and laughing and like that light humiliation where it's like we're all giggling and laughing. So this is similar. You may have seen people now on social media have caught on, and they do the TENS unit challenge where they put the pads on either side of the bicep. And then they're like, okay, drink water. And as the water comes, they turn it on. They're going, ah, 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 and there's like water flying everywhere. And like they're trying to get the water to their mouth and they can't. And, you know, so you can play games like that as well. If you stick the pads on non-sexy parts of the body, like the arms is perfect. And then let's say it's a submissive and I challenge them to carry out a task that requires precision with, you know, doing something with their hands. And then I keep fucking them up and laughing at them, that's hilarious.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Yes, it is. I don't know why. What popped into my head was put on a condom.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
Yes.
See, it already takes long enough. I'm going to be honest. It already fucking takes long enough.
Oh, my God. I love it. I expect, well, I guess you'd have to get all the tools, but you could interfere until you have electroplay tools. You could just keep interfering. Put on a condom. Oh,
I love it. See, you get it. You get all, there are infinite possibilities to what you can do. You know, one of the things I've done before, and again, this is, I guess I'm going to call it edge play. Like there's an element of risk to this play because a lot of people say not above the waist. Other people say not above the neck. This is the way I play. I play just not the eyes. But that's not for everybody. So like, for instance, if you're going to put a pad on either end of the mouth and be like, sing a song. And they're like, that can be kind of fun. That kind of play is not for everyone. As a professional, of course, I don't advocate it. Do your own research and take your own risks. But maybe I play that way in my personal life. there's a lot of things you can do.
Oh, my gosh. And you brought up two other things that I want to ask about. So what toys can be inserted then for electroplay? Because you said that some can't. So what can you buy that can?
Generally across the board, when we're talking about wands, those toys are not insertables. There is an exception to that, however. If you're looking at mainstream mass manufactured items, to my knowledge, and I'm not up on everything, to my knowledge, I don't think yet there is a like a more mainstream mass produced item that's an insertable. However, if you are in the kink community and you go to different conventions where they have like vendor areas where people makes, you know, small, you know, artisan toy makers and whatnot make toys. There are a couple small crafters, I guess, that have made some toys that are non-glass insertables that will work with the wand. I've never personally used it, but they do exist. They're rare to find. Generally, it's the TENS units that are insertable. So you will find everything from dildos, butt plugs, you know, all sorts of different insertables and any, you know, anything you can imagine, they make an insertable, including urethral sounding.
Oh, I've heard
what's that?
Yeah. And just as a little recap, and you know, like urethra trigger warning right now, you may kind of squinge up a little and be like, why did you tell me about this?
Yeah. If you're my partner, turn it off now, because I've talked to him about this and he gets angry at me talking about it.
Yeah.
So when I want to make him squirm.
It's penetrating the urethra, usually of a penis, but this can be done on people with vulvas too, although there's a lot more infection risk there. And, you know, but you customarily see it in people with penises inserting a small rod into the urethra of the penis. And even though that sounds like, ah, and if like people with penises have been to the doctor and had the Q-tip stuck in there, that's not fun. The reason people do this is not only is just for some people play, you know, penetration of the urethra itself is good. It is the only way to more directly access the prostate. And you know, prostate is, you know, they call, what do they call it? I hate gendering things, but they call it the male G spot. Like it is the spot. And, you know, I just have to encourage, especially straight guys out there, if you're afraid to play with your butt, like open your mind. Because so many straight men that they were like, I was afraid to play with my butt for 40 years. And then I did once. And holy shit, why haven't I been doing this the whole time? It's the best thing ever. Ah, why did I let homophobia get the best of me? Just play with your butt.
It's
one of the only ways to more directly access the prostate through the urethra. And people who play that deep, they're like, there's nothing. If you think prostate play in the butt is good, like, holy shit.
How deep is that then?
Yeah.
It's pretty deep. I mean, you got to go
like, that would
through,
be like all the way through the like, yeah, shaft, all the, right?
Like into the body, like through the shaft of the penis, you know? And if you look at, like, if you just look up like a medical diagram of the prostate, you can see, you know, how the prostate and the bladder and the, you know, the rectal cavity is oriented. Like you have to get like, you know, you're going to the bladder to get that. And that's some danger. Like urethral sounding is a whole nother subject and there's lots of risks. And I please beg of anyone who's like, that sounds cool, take some classes because you can get an infection. You can mess yourself up. Like you really have to have some good medical knowledge to be able to play this way, but it's a thing. Just throw it out. It is a thing. It exists. Yeah.
Wow. So you can get TENS unit extensions for sounding.
Yeah. So the urethral sounds connect to the TENS unit. So they become electrified. And I've heard, like, I don't have a prostate. I'm a little jealous. Like I want to feel this. Is it better than the G-spot? Really, is it that good? But I have heard from people with prostates that the prostate toys that are TENS unit powered that go in the butt are they're like, oh my God, because it does like that milk, you know, they talk about when you're doing prostate, milking the prostate and using that rhythmic, it just goes up there and does it for you in a way that a vibrating or oscillating toy just can't do.
So it's like a sensation that really only electroplay can give you, which is crazy. I love that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you think about it, you know, think about if you're somebody who is even a very low level vibrator connoisseur, you know that different vibrators, they all feel different. Mm-hmm. And some have more buzzy vibrations. Some have more rumbly vibrations. Some, you know, are more powerful or whatever. So they all have their unique flavor. And then if you... let's say you're used to vibration. Hello. What is it? The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. So if you're used to vibrating toys and then maybe you move over to something like a womanizer, like one of those clit air pulsator, it's a completely different feeling. Like when those hit the market, everybody lost their shit. Like, oh my God, there's a new feeling out there. Like, you know, and now we're kind of used to it. So if you're searching that next new feeling, like that next new, like, oh, I tried a new toy dopamine hit, using a TENS unit for orgasm pleasure might be where it's at for you.
Wow. My mind is blown. Like, I really, like, coming into this, I really thought it was just, like, a little wand that would, like, electrocute you. And the other thing that we were thinking of was, like, friction and then, like, sparking someone.
Yeah. Which, that could be fun.
It's a budget version.
Rub a balloon on your hair. Yeah. Like, yeah.
My only experience with electroplay is accidentally walking through a horse fence that was electrified. It's supposed to shock the horse so that they don't go any farther. And I walked into it and I was like, holy shit, that sucked.
I'm so alive.
Wow. So alive. Wow. But it was for a horse and I was a human and it hurt.
And I mean, that really is for some people a legit form of electroplay. Like, that's more advanced, but you know, I might have a low level taser in my electric play collection. Like,
who's to say?
It's pink and it's really cute. And that is a legit form of play for some people. Other people use, you know, those fly swatters that look like tennis rackets?
Yes.
Yeah, they spank with those. Or they put those on, like, genitals for cock and ball torture. And really, if you felt one of those, it's more psychologically scary than it is. Like, when you touch it, it's like, oh, that's it. Like, the pop it makes is so scary sounding, but it really doesn't hurt. And then there are other people that do use things like cattle prods. I mean, that you're getting is some serious hardcore stuff. And you're getting into more, you know, health risks and all sorts of, you know, that's not just something like, I've never done electric play. Let me run into this fence. I mean, you did it by accident, you know, but
you're moving too fast.
I was curious.
Oh, you didn't do it by accident.
No, I did. It was okay. Just run into a fence. I'm going to orgasm from this. I know it. Oh my gosh. And then you also mentioned water-based lube for these toys. Is that the only lube that you can use with these, with like electroplay?
Water-based lube, because it's water, it conducts. So like, if you think about the skin, and again, I'm not an electrician and I don't like I've gone to electric play classes where somebody's like an electrician and they're like, and the volts and the watts and the amps, blah, blah. And it's like, I need this to be accessible. I don't know what any of that means. So I try not to, you know. But if, like, you know just a little bit about the basics of electricity, water conducts electricity more, right? So that goes to say, if you're doing electricity on the skin, and let's say you're real ashy and you haven't lotioned for a week, the electricity is probably going to feel weaker to you than somebody who, like, lotions every day and that sort of thing. So how dry your skin is makes a difference. How much body fat you have, especially in whatever area that you're doing, that makes a difference. So like leaner people don't feel it as much as people with more fat. So if you start thinking that way, you can be like, I'm going to, you know, we're going to do an electric play scene submissive. Let me lotion you up first to make sure you're nice and moisturized, right? Then if I want to really like this one spot, I want to make sure it conducts, maybe I will rub some water-based lube on there. Silicone lube isn't going to conduct because it doesn't have the water component. Mm-hmm. There are special lubes that you can buy that are either conductive gels that are, you know, it's a specially formulated water-based lube specifically for electric play. And then there's one that I love. It's called, it's by MyStim. It's called the Gold Father or the Gold Finger. It's Gold Father. But it's basically water-based lube with flecks of 23 karat gold in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy
and it's
people.
Only like, I don't know, like $24 a bottle. And the bottle's pretty big. Like you think like gold, that's hundreds of dollars. No, it's not. Oh my goodness. So that's another thing. If, you know, let's say you have a basic neon wand. And you're like, this isn't strong enough for me. Get some of that 23 karat gold lube, you know, slap it on there, and it multiple, I would say, God, I don't know a number, but I would say it's at least like, you know, 5 to 8 times stronger. Wow. Using, because it's that conductible metal. Mm-hmm. There are also rope bondage that you can get that's made with little copper fibers. So if you touch the wand to the rope, it will, you know, the electricity will spread amongst the, so if you, like, you're into, you know, artsy rope bondage and you have like a chest harness going across and it's all pretty, you touch the wand to the knots in the bond, because the knots are where all the metal is concentrated, and that spreads out throughout the rope in the area. So there's like cool things you can do with that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun when you get past the intimidation factor of electric play, because that's what holds a lot of people back, is the intimidation and the myths, like, well, I bought a jewelry, I can't, or actually you can. So once you get comfortable with the basics and you feel comfortable enough to start thinking outside the box, that's when it gets like, for instance, I'll give you an example. Christmas time, I went to a grown-up party at Christmas time, and we dressed somebody up as a Christmas tree, and we put tinsel and like the metal garland with the and that all conducts, right? And so there's a what's called an Edison adapter that you can get that plugs into your wand, and it basically turns your wand into a plug, kind of like you get in your garage, you're turning, like, you know, a lock plug. It's the same thing. And so then you get a very small string of Christmas lights, like maybe the 25 string, because if it's big, it diffuses the electricity too much. You plug it into there, a little short one, and you whip the person with the lights. And every time the lights touch them, they not only light up, but they shock them.
Oh.
And then if you're doing it near the metal garland, and, you know, that's conductible, then it's also making the garland feel tingly. And then, you know, you've got them tied up in bondage with garland, with like a Christmas ornament in their mouth, kind of like a pig with an apple being roasted, and like a star on their head, like they're the Christmas tree. And then, you know, you have a fun Christmas party and you whip them with Christmas lights. Like, you got a whole theme going.
You got a whole theme.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole new meaning to Christmas. Wow. Man alive. That is awesome. I would never tire hearing stories from you about how you've engaged in electric play with your friends. You sound like a great group of people.
And I want to wrap this up by saying, like, if, you know, whoever's listening, feel like you both, and you're like, my mind is expanded, I'm curious, I'm this and that, I recommend, like, let's say you pick up a basic neon wand kit, and I will give you, for the show notes, I have a discount code, by the way.
Ooh.
So I think it's 15% off.
Thank you.
So I'll give you that. And so let's say you're curious and you buy a basic neon wand kit, but you're still like, it's hard when you have used something for the first time in a situation where you're supposed to be sexy. It's like really intimidating. You're like, I don't know if this is going to flop. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I often say, like, have like research and development nights, or just, you know, where, let's say it's YouTube. Like, maybe you intend to use these toys with a partner, but you're like, hey, I want to experiment. So you sit in the living room, get some popcorn, some chips, put on some music, you're in your yoga pants, and you just like shock each other in a non-sex way, but just be like, how does this feel on this part? Oh, I got the body contact. Let's go around the house and collect some metal things just to see how they feel on your arm. Just doing that, like having that low pressure experimentation time where you're not trying to do it in like a sexy container, can mean everything. Like, you can play a little mock game of operation, not naked, like do it on your arms and your legs, and you know what I mean? Just to see how it feels. So then when it is time for sexy time and you're doing it with a partner, you can be like, I'm confident. I know what I'm doing. I know how this feels. That can make all the difference, especially when it's something so new and intimidating like electric play.
That's such good advice too, because I feel like the more we reiterate that, like, you can't be perfect at everything on the first try, it like normalizes people talking about it and practicing and being okay, like fumbling through those first couple steps. So I'm really glad that you brought that up for your last little note, because that's really important and like kind of our whole message.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a last note too, is when you are playing electric play, if you're the top and you're trying to be like, oh, I'm so mysterious and I know what I'm doing and da-da-da-da-da, without fail, there's going to be a moment where you're like totally in your groove and feeling so dominant and in control. You're going to shock the shit out of yourself by accident and scream like a little girl and throw things in the air and be like, I didn't know that was on. And then you're going to feel like, I just broke character and now I don't look like the dominant in control. Know what's going to happen and laugh it off. Like, it will happen. I guarantee you. I have had so many instances where it's like, oh, now I'm going to wow you with my dominance. And then I'm throwing things in the air and I'm screaming and I'm shocking myself. like one thing that happens to me a lot, especially at conferences, because oftentimes the play area is a transformed like ballroom or meeting room or something. And hotels have chairs with metal edges. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes I'll be playing and I'll sit down on the chair not realizing I'm electrified and I just sat on a metal chair. Like, it is going to accept it and laugh it off when it happens. Don't let it set you back or make you feel like you're a failure. Just plan for it and laugh it off.
Good note.
Great advice. And watch where you're sitting.
And watch where you're sitting. Yes.
Know your surroundings.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much for talking with us about electric play and just telling us all of your amazing stories. We feel truly honored to have shared this space with you. Where can our listeners continue to connect with you?
Okay, so it's really easy. I am Sunny Megatron, S-U-N-N-Y, Megatron, on all social media. So look me up there or go to sunnymegatron.com. My podcast, American Sex Podcast, my other podcast, Open Deeply Podcast, or on Showtime. My show is available, like if you have the app and you just can binge watch stuff, go look up Sex with Sunny Megatron on Showtime. If you don't subscribe to Showtime, they usually have a 30-day free trial. And if you cancel before the 30 days, you can do it. I didn't tell you that. So there you go.
We will have all of that linked in the show notes.
Thank you so much, Sunny.
Thank you both.
Wow.
I wish that was more of a zoop.
Yeah, that's not really an electric sound. That was more fairy.
But it's magical.
It is magical.
Like Sunny, who I want to thank for being on the podcast today and talking all about electroplay. And thank you to our listeners. Listeners, not fans. Maybe a little bit of both, but I will call you listeners for tuning in.
Yes, and if you have a few minutes, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me Podcast. If this is the episode that's going to get you to leave a review, then what you should do is you should leave a little lightning bolt at the end. And that's going to tell us that electric play really got you there.
Really? Really? No,
helped
I already
you come
used
to
that.
The
come to the
climax of your appreciation for us.
Yeah, let's leave it there.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Love you to pieces, honey.